We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Shakeups could be coming to the White House now that the midterm elections are over.
Yeah, we got some rumors about that. Let's see what we can pin down and what Stephen Portnoy is hearing from the White House. So, Stephen, what are some of the names that are being tossed around here?
Big names, Wayne and Steve, and there's no telling when this might happen, but the speculation has been running rampant for a long time now, and aides here at the White House are increasingly convinced that the president will soon replace his chief of staff, John Kelly, along with the Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, but there's no telling when it will happen, and in fact, somebody says in one of the papers this morning, it's not real until you see the tweet. So I've got my Twitter open, and we'll see what happens. But an extraordinary thing happened here yesterday, and that is that the First Lady's spokeswoman issued a statement openly calling for the firing of a senior national security aide here at the White House. Her name is Myra Ricardel, and she is the deputy national security advisor. She came on board with John Bolton earlier this year. She is his top deputy. We understand that she has ruffled feathers inside the West Wing, at the Pentagon as well. But apparently she got into a spat with members of the First Lady's staff last month over Mrs. Trump's trip to Africa. It apparently has something to do with seating on the plane. And anyway, long story short, this so aggravated the members of the First Lady's staff that yesterday Mrs. Trump authorized them to publicly say that Myra Ricardel no longer deserves the privilege of serving in this White House. We are told this morning that Mrs. Trump herself, the First Lady, has never actually met this woman, but she is standing by her staff as they call for her ouster.
Before we let you go, the president's going to say, hey, listen, it's normal for an administration to turn over a bit after the midterm elections. Is he right?
Well, to a significant degree, he's right. It was a week ago that he dispatched with his attorney general. If he follows suit and gets rid of the Homeland Security Secretary and the chief of staff, you'll see even more turnover. Still in this second full year of the presidency, he will have had at this point three chiefs of staff, three Homeland Security Secretaries. So we'll see what happens. But again, nothing's final in this world of the Trump White House until it is announced. So until then, it's just a whole bunch of speculation. And by the way, this is a story we've told before.
Yes, it is. I'll tell you one thing that's always certain. That's New York traffic. Thank you, Stephen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.